Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. My guest today is Tom Smiklas. He is a clarinetist, saxophonist, band director, conductor. He is the director of the summer concert series for the Brunswick Concert Band. He'll tell us about the band. He'll tell us about the concerts that are coming up. And we'll also talk later in the interview about a new venture he's involved in called the Wilmington Symphonic Winds. So first of all, Tom, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right. Let me just briefly tell folks a little bit about you, because you have a really impressive background. If I read this all, that would be the whole interview. But Tom was born in Illinois, Cicero, Illinois. He studied under top symphony musicians in the Chicago and Cincinnati areas on clarinet and saxophone. He studied conducting with several prominent orchestral leaders. He's a life member of the American School Band Directors Association. Now a resident of Brunswick County, Tom is a member of the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra, director of the St. Brendan's Catholic Church Mission Ensemble Choir, chairman of the Design and Review Board for Riversea Plantation, performing arts chairperson of the Brunswick Arts Council, and director of the summer concert series for the Brunswick Concert Band. You know, you're really slacking off, Tom. This is just, you're obviously not busy enough.
I'm retired.
You know, I know a number of retired people that are so busy, you think, wow, what was their life like when they were working full time? But thank you for making time to be with us today. Tom, first of all, tell us about the Brunswick Concert Band, what it is, how many folks are in it.
The Brunswick Concert Band is a very unique group, and it's a very nice community-centered organization. We have approximately 50 members, more or less. We're pushing closer to 60 now for many of our practices. The ages range from age 13 to 85 years of age. So we have folks from all walks of life who play a wind, brass, or percussion instrument. We rehearse weekly Tuesday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Duke Energy Welcome Center in Southport. And we have three concert seasons. We have our winter concert season, which this year will be right around Thanksgiving. We have a spring concert season in May, and then we have our summer concert series. We perform outdoors primarily for the benefit of residents in Brunswick and adjacent counties.
Wonderful. Now, those are free concerts, right?
Yes, they are.
At many different venues, so everybody gets a chance to come. If they miss a concert at one place, they can catch it at another.
That is correct.
All right. And also, you do some wonderful community outreach with the Brunswick Concert Band. Talk a little bit about that, the instrument assistance and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. About 10 years ago, perhaps a few years earlier, the Brunswick Concert Band found out or discovered that there were students in Brunswick County who wanted to play in their school band program but could not afford to buy, let alone rent, an instrument. The Brunswick Concert Band rehabilitates instruments that are donated to the band from residents who no longer have a use for them. Jim Varno, a local repairman, repairs them at minimal cost, and Jim does excellent work.
I know that name.
We then distribute them to Brunswick County students for their entire tenure of playing in their school band program.
That is magnificent. And so there are also some scholarships available. Is that in the realm of providing instruments, or are there just straight-out monies provided for some students?
Yes, we have provided scholarships to students that play in the community band, to Interlaken, to college music camps. And we're presently working on a program to help subsidize the fees for South Brunswick High School students to play in the South Brunswick High School band. It costs upwards of $200 for each student to fundraise to participate with the South Brunswick band. And if they play in the community band, we do subsidize that for them.
That is great. Mm-hmm. If someone was interested in joining the Brunswick Concert Band, how would they go about doing that? Is there an audition process?
We accept members that have abilities that would be commensurate with high school performance. We do not audition. We do not run a closed society. Everybody's welcome to play, and we seem to all get along just fine. We have a wide range of abilities, but that's a community band.
That's great. Now, you're conducting the band.
That is correct.
All right. But you're also an instrumentalist yourself, clarinet and saxophone.
That is right.
Do you play clarinet for Wilmington Symphony Orchestra?
Yes, I do.
Okay. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Tom Smiklas, the director of the Summer Concert Series for the Brunswick Concert Band. And the summer concerts start up next week, and they're basically kind of all around the 4th of July holiday. So I imagine some of the music featured in the concerts is some good old patriotic stuff.
Yes, this is a quintessential park band concert with traditional American transcription music, marches, Sousa, and patriotic themes. We're playing music such as the Light Cavalry Overture, which is a Henry Fillmore transcription from 1920. We're doing a piece with a euphonium soloist, Ben Edwards, who's the director of bands at South Brunswick High School. It's entitled Beautiful Colorado, and this is exactly the same arrangement that was performed by the John Philip Sousa Band during their 1904 international tour of Europe with their solo euphonium player playing the piece. We're doing the Goldman Band's On the Mall. That was always the encore for the Goldman Band concerts in Central Park in New York City. We're doing a salute to all of our armed forces. We're playing the Sousa High School Cadets. We're doing the Ir Pluribus Unum March that was played by the Hagenbeck Wallace Circus Band in 1916.
Oh, wow.
We're doing the Walking Frog Strut by Carl King that was written for the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus Band in 1919.
The Walking Frog Strut?
The Walking Frog Strut with even some funny instruments to add. The ratchet is one of our instruments for this one. And significantly, we're doing a concert presentation of the Star-Spangled Banner. We are performing the 1917 version that was arranged by John Philip Sousa and the New York Philharmonic conductor Walter Damrosch. And we have a vocalist that is going to be singing all four verses of the national anthem, which is a rarity.
I used to know them all. I had a teacher in elementary school that made us learn all four verses and sing them once a week. I think I only remember three of them these days, or maybe two.
I'm directing it, and I can't remember more than one and a half. So
there you go. All right.
I'm learning each time we do it.
Well, let's talk about the concerts now. We know what music will be shared.
Yes.
Tell us about when they're coming up, because they're all over. There's Supply and Leland and Sunset Beach.
Yes, we have five programs coming up. We have a concert a week from today at Winding River Plantation. And I guess this is good for the band, but maybe bad for some of the community members. The Winding River Plantation is a fully booked event. So we're advising folks that don't live in Winding River, maybe they might want to catch one of the other concerts. But that is our first program.
All right.
We have a program Sunday, June 29th at 4 o'clock at Magnolia Greens Plantation. We have an indoor concert in air conditioning, which I might add is not a bad idea in July in this part of the world. Thursday, July 4th at 7:30 p.m., and we're playing at the Seaside United Methodist Church in Sunset Beach. We have a concert July 2nd at 6:30 p.m. in the Woodlands Park at St. James. And this, again, is a closed event due to the amount of people in the plantation that are going to be watching the concert. So we prefer that people do not try to attend that one if you do live outside of St. James.
Okay.
And we have a final program, which is Thursday, July 3rd at 3 o'clock. And this is the naturalization ceremony on the Garrison House lawn in Southport. We play a concert preceding the mass naturalization ceremony.
Such
and we
an
really
exciting
enjoy
event.
That.
Yeah, I've always heard that's such a great place to be, see all these new citizens getting sworn in, and then there's patriotic music, and it's a big celebration.
Well, you know, where else can you see a wonderful naturalization ceremony, a beautiful concert, and also have a deep-fried Snickers bar at the same time?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, jeez. So those are the concerts coming up, the summer concerts for the Brunswick Concert Band.
That's correct.
And if you'd like more information about that, you can go to the website, brunswickband.org, or you can find them on Facebook, Brunswick Bands North Carolina. Now, Tom Smiklas, before you go, let's spend our last minute and a half talking about a new venture you're involved in, Wilmington Symphonic Winds. What is that?
We're blessed to have a few top-notch organizations, and I'm thinking in terms of the Wilmington Symphony. Steve Arante, a great director and an orchestra for the size of the city of Wilmington. We're very blessed to have the quality of orchestra we have. The area has lacked a professional quality symphonic band or wind ensemble that other major metropolitan areas have had for quite some time. Dr. La Cunyata, who is, again, a top-notch director, he directs the band program at UNCW, has agreed to direct, and we have a committee which is right now securing personnel for approximately a 60-member professional-level wind ensemble, which will be playing the best of wind band literature. We've been recruiting now for 2 weeks, and we almost have 40% of the seats filled.
Wow.
There is a thirst for wind and percussion instruments who play at a high level, to play the best in wind literature, and they're coming to see us in droves.
That is so great. If you'd like more information about this new venture, Wilmington Symphonic Winds, there's also a Facebook page for that, Wilmington Symphonic Winds. Tom, it sounds like not only are you busy, but a lot of wonderful musicians in our area are keeping busy and bringing some very high-quality musical entertainment to our area.
Oh, it's so true. And we discussed earlier off microphone how blessed we are in Wilmington to have so many outstanding performing arts ensembles here. And we just want to add to it and enhance it.
It's a great place to live. We all love southeastern North Carolina. A lot of people here from all over the place. And I think there's a special magnetism in this area. Once you get here, you just don't want to leave.
Correct.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
This is WHQR.